there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. Bottom of the hour. The man, Rob, who filled in for you, has filled in for you the last few times you've been off. That is, of course, is Martin Weiss. And I got to keep
now,
it
huh?
real. Yeah, I mean, he's been a nice punching bag.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You know, I punish him. I'm teaching him the ropes. He's stepping up into the arena. He's stepping up in class. And I have to show him what time it is, but... He keeps on ticking, so, you know, I'm proud
keep
of
having him back?
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You do the same. You know, bringing on all your little ex-athletes and slapping them around and all that, making yourself feel good. Nah.
Hey, I be putting in work. All I know is, Chris, you always come away with a sweet tooth or, like, you know, from all the lollipops you've been eating, you know, when I'm off. Chris got to go to the dentist after he does a few shows when I'm on. Everything's not funny. Yeah, you're right, Alex. Everything is not. Alex, so are you enjoying the show? Are you enjoying this lively two-man show?
I mean, I love it. He clearly loves the herd. So
you love said it's not quite Colin, but it's cool.
Oh, wow.
I know. Anytime Colin, all Colin has to do is wink at him. And
it's all over?
He's running at after
I do get
Colin.
Twinkle toes, Chris. You're right.
You know my what? I God. Want you to one day when Colin says, hey, you know, Alex, I need you to do my show, say, Colin, you know, like, I'm with the Odd Couple. I want to do a hard, thought-provoking radio show that has two black hosts on it. Is
That's
that
a good
it?
Thing
that'll
to say.
That'll be the
but
way
Rob,
to get
you gotta
out
remember,
of Colin.
When I took this show, I told you I wanted an open relationship. I like to see other shows sometimes.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Speaking of relationships, what's Uh-oh. Going on with Mrs. Whole
Foods? Oh, my gosh. So it's all been
Maybe
pretty well, actually, CB.
Oh, okay.
Do you want the
good.
Update?
Yeah.
You go, CB. She moved back to her place, and she just left today. She stayed for a few days at my place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's going very well, CB.
So she moved out of the other situation.
Yeah, she's back in SD, and lovers, stars have been meeting quite often.
Wow.
Very nice. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
I do want you to know, Alex, you know, and I thought of this when I said working for two black hosts. So once we had the Super Bowl, Chris, and New Orleans, and the radio station only had two rooms. It was three of us. Me, my radio partner, Mark Wilson, and our producer, Flash. And so we had to figure out who was going to sleep with who, right? Because it's three people in only two rooms for the Super Bowl. So you know what I said? Give me the money shot. I said, black guys in one room, white guys in the other. I got my own room.
Oh, they were both white.
Yeah, Chris, that ain't bad.
You're the best.
That's smart. Chris, that is smart. That's what we in the South. Were y'all in the South? We in the South. Yeah. We segregating this mug. We in one room.
They looked at me. They looked at me. They laughed and they went. Well, took their room.
Yeah, that'd be a tough.
That's the only time that being black worked out for me, Chris. I'm just saying. Oh,
God. Don't you dare.
All right. I'll be honest, Rob. Now as a grown man, like, you know, in college, I mean, obviously, my freshman year, I had a roommate. I had a single dorm after that. But also playing basketball, when we travel.
You always had a roommate, right?
I had a roommate. I got to be honest. It would be hard for me to room with somebody now, you know, another guy. Just, you know, you just get used to, as an adult, you got your own space. Nothing wrong with it, obviously. But I used to do it not even thinking twice, you know.
But now, as you get older, it's
yeah,
different.
You get your
even
own
in
space,
my case, I'm single. I never would have a roommate. You know what I mean? Chris, like.
Yeah, if I could avoid it. I mean, if you're in a situation where you can't avoid it, that's one thing. Or right. Financially.
But if you can, right, financially, if you can afford it, you would get your own place.
Yeah, you like your own space, no doubt. All right, Rob, we started off talking about the Stephon Diggs trade from Buffalo to Houston. We talked about it from the Bills standpoint. You said they will not make the playoffs. I said they still have a chance to make the playoffs and win that division. But they are no longer a Super Bowl contender. What about the Houston Texans? Now, most people, including myself, feel like the Texans got a great deal. Because Stephon Diggs, Rob, he's got 1 year of guaranteed money left on his deal. And they could, if he were a problem for whatever reason, age, acting up, this, you know, the malcontent, whatever, they could release him after this season and have no dead cap money next year. So even though he's got, you know, the NFL deals, he's got a few years left, but the guaranteed money is gone. And so I think it's a great move for them, Rob. They have the receiving core now, Nico Collins, who had a very nice year, was almost a Pro Bowler last year. Tank Dell, who played great until he got hurt. Now you've got Stephon Diggs. Even if he's not quite, and I'm not saying he can't be, but even if he's not quite the guy he was in his prime, that still is a three-headed monster that with C.J. Stroud throwing him the football is going to be a force to be reckoned with. They added Joe Mixon in the backfield, Rob. The defense with a defensive coach, D'Amico Ryans, added Danielle Hunter, a Pro Bowl linebacker. I mean, I don't know what's not to like. Rob, this is, I would tell Jerry Jones, this is what all in means, Jerry. Don't say all in and then sit on your keister and twiddle your thumbs all off season. This is what all in means. And Rob, it's smart because they've got what looks like a star quarterback on his rookie deal. So you can go get big moneyed players to put around him, and that's when you go for that Super Bowl. We've seen it work. They haven't won it yet, but we've seen it work with the Niners and Brock Purdy. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, who's, of course, on a different level, but with the Chiefs. Carson Wentz had a great year with Philly. Like, we've seen it. Jalen Hurts, you know, with the Eagles, several teams. Quarterback on a rookie deal. He's productive. He plays well. You put the right pieces around him, and you got a chance to get to the big game. So I love what I'm seeing with the Houston Texans. I think they are clearly the best team in the AFC South. I would put them, Rob, I still think Kansas City and Baltimore, the top two teams in the AFC with the Texans slightly, I think, we'll see, but slightly below those two. But certainly with a chance to do some damage this year.
Yeah, I'm not convinced because of year one, and I need to see another year before I'm convinced that they took the steps. I like the moves too, Chris. Doesn't mean that you're going to have a repeat of what you did last year when no one was expecting it, when they have more film on your quarterback, and people are going to make adjustments, as we know, as a second year. Everybody thought Lawrence down in Jacksonville, Chris, that they had made the move, and he had to step back. Like, he had a step back last year. He just didn't play as well. And I know that wasn't year two, but I'm just saying after we thought they had taken...
I mean, C.J. Stroud arguably had the best rookie year ever for a quarterback.
No, I'm just saying, but I'm still not convinced. And then I look at the other teams. I'm not going to count Cincinnati out. I'm going to take a look at some of the other teams as Cleveland last year. I know that the Texans beat them, but Cleveland's defense was really good.
Them.
Yeah, really good. It could have been a bad day at the office, too. And then they're going to get Deshaun Watson back. I don't know what he's going to be as a quarterback. So when I look around the AFC, I still like some other teams. And for me, the Texans are just, not that I don't like what I see, but I need to see them do it a second year before I'm convinced that they're on that plateau. I know that last year was good because it came out of nowhere. No one was expecting it, a rookie quarterback, a rookie head coach. Chris, so you're not even looking for anything. And they put on something.
Yeah, but that changed. I mean, halfway through the season, people knew, okay, they're for real.
Yeah.
And, Cleveland certainly, like you said, one of the best defenses in the league, certainly was looking for,
But that doesn't mean because that happens in one game.
It's not just one game, though. They played great the whole year.
No, they didn't play great.
And teams had tape. I mean, this isn't 1975.
Nah, but things change.
Teams get tape on you. I mean, they played 17 games. They have plenty of tape on C.J. Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that's the team that they play, Chris. I'm talking about the team that they play next year. Doesn't mean that they had enough time to dissect what they do, their plays, figure it out. I'm talking about after next season. Now, of course they watch the games, but I'm talking about the teams from next year, their second year. There's always an adjustment.
No, week to week, they didn't have time to figure, see what they're doing.
They have they'll be able to look at the whole season as a whole and look for things that they do and don't do well. And that's where they build their game plans. That's all I'm saying. I need more than one season.
I get it. I want to see CJ do it again, but I'm saying I don't think it's comparable to Trevor Lawrence taking a step back because Trevor had a bad year. As a rookie, was nothing like C.J. Stroud is.
No, but I'm talking about coming back and just having like falling off from last year after that playoff comeback. People thought they had taken a step or taken a turn. Oh my God!
Well, yeah,
look what's happened.
He also had four interceptions in the first half. Like
but it was a major comeback though in the second half, and he played really well.
Yeah, he was fine. But I just think C.J. Stroud's on a different level. It's fair to say I want to see it for a second year. But now rumor on the streets are saying you think they're the fifth best team in the AFC at best. So what are the four teams ahead of them?
Well, I got the Ravens, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and what was my other team I had? I'm just like blanking out. And I still would put Cleveland ahead of them. I'm going to put Cleveland ahead of them.
Cleveland?
Yep. I'm gonna put Cleveland.
Did you watch the playoff game? No, you did not. That was the weekend of your party, so you didn't watch the playoff game.
One game.
It's a playoff game, right?
Nah, I don't.
It's a rookie quarterback against a Super Bowl champion.
One game.
They slaughtered them.
They had an 80-year-old quarterback. He had a couple of picks.
Who had been killing people?
Nah, he had a bad day at the office. It was awful.
Yeah, he sure did. But they made him have a bad day.
I don't know about that.
45-40. I do. Come on.
I'm not buying into.
You weren't watching the game. You were partying in Vegas. You were. I saw you. I saw you at the hotel.
You didn't see me watch what I was watching on my phone during the party.
I saw you. No, it wasn't during the party. See, there you don't even know. It was before the party. That's why I watched it. All right. It's the iCouple, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Houston, do you like this trade for Stephon Diggs or not? And how good do you think they'll be next season with Diggs as a receiver? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, where a successful game plan starts with the right players. That's how they do it at Tractor Supply, y'all. And they bring heart and hustle to boot. So it really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. 877-99 on Fox. How good does this trade for Stephon Diggs make the Houston Texans? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, so I'm expecting a top three offense from the Texans. I'm expecting Stroud to have 35 to 38 touchdowns, 7 to 10 picks. And right now my preliminary pick for the championship game would probably be Texans-Ravens.
Oh, wow. Which one of them is beating the Chiefs? Baltimore?
I think the Chiefs got worse.
Chiefs got worse?
With losing Sneed.
Well, Rasheed's having his, you know.
No, Sneed.
Okay.
Yeah, he might be. He's in bad, he got
some issues going.
Yeah.
Rob, I got to be honest. When you look at that video, I mean, come on. Can you, like, the people you put in danger?
Yeah, that's the
innocent
part.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, definitely.
Thankfully, nobody was injured. But honestly, still, and I know it's a felony anyway, right? But you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't even come into play. It's better that nobody got hurt seriously.
Thank God, I know.
My goodness. I mean, that was crazy.
Big time. 877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in.
So, Rob G, where are you at on the Texans? You heard I really like them. Rob is so-so on them. Where are you at?
Oh, I love what the Texans are doing. I think that I don't know if this is even controversial at this point, but I think that they're easily now the best team in Texas. That's including the Dallas Cowboys.
That's easy. Yeah, that's
and,
easy.
Dallas last year won the city championship. Mike McCarthy was talking about their championship.
Right.
They didn't win state, though. They won the city. City title.
Yeah, and so what's going to be the ultimate, you know, tipping point for this team, though, is whether or not C.J. Stroud can now take that next step. Because now you have, as Rob was alluding to, you have a year worth of tape, a year worth of team studying Slowick's offense and his tendencies, because before this was his first time calling plays.
Right. Good for him, he didn't get a head job.
Exactly. So I can tell you right now that next offseason, the hot name again is going to be Bobby Slowick if things go even close to what they went last year. So you're going to have to see how this team responds to now having expectations. They're going to be playing
different from when you're playing when nobody's expecting it.
They're going to be playing a first place schedule now as the winners of the AFC South. Thankfully for them, I don't think their division is very good. And I believe in CJ Stroud. I believed him before the draft even came around a couple of years ago. I think he's going to be great. But to say that they are contenders right now, I don't think so.
Wow. Yeah, I think I got them a notch below right now. I got them a notch below Kansas City and Baltimore. But I do. I think they're right there. And Cincinnati's going to be interesting. I mean, Joe Burrow is great. We hope he stays healthy. That division is so tough. I mean, I Baltimore is like the only team I'm definitely in on, definitely making the playoffs from that one. And I like Cincinnati. I'll probably go with them. But it might be, you know, you could have three from that division again. It's not out of the question. And you really got four great teams or really top-notch teams there in the AFC North. But I think it'd be nice if CJ Stroud takes another step, because another step is, I mean, MVP caliber. And because he was that good, again, arguably the greatest rookie season ever for a quarterback. But even if he's just what he was last year, they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough to deal with. So I think it'll be interesting. You know, I asked Sam Monson, Rob, about Stephon Diggs. I agree. He you would think he would be on his best behavior, Rob. He knows that, you know, he could get released after this season. And so I would assume he's going to be trying to impress teams and impress the Texans. So you would think he'd be on his best behavior. But if he does, you know, bring that attitude and the histrionics and the things that he did with Josh Allen, calling him out on the sidelines and stuff like that, it'll be interesting to see how C.J. Stroud handles that, Rob.
Yes, it will be, because he's a young quarterback. And Diggs is a established big-time veteran, you know, receiver. So yeah, it'll be interesting, you know.
And Rob, he was used to getting, you know, he's right up there in the league among the most touches in, you know, the last 4 years, or most targets, I should say. And so, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get as many targets in Houston. He'll get a lot, but is he going to, you know, is he always going to be happy with his targets too?
Right. We got another one. Let's see. David in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, it's painful to say this because I'm from Houston, but I'm not a Texans fan. I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan, so bear with me. But
it makes sense. I mean, they just showed up, the Texans. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like the Texans are on the trending the right direction, on the up and up. C.J. Stroud is amazing. Had a great rookie year. Rookie head coach. The defense was amazing. I think they're going to continue to get better and better. And so I think probably in a year or two, they'll be right there with the Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs, my other favorite team. So I think they're definitely trending in the right direction.
How you feel about your Cowboys? Haven't done much this offseason.
Man, no, they haven't. And so I'm, like, again, a lifelong Cowboys fan, but we haven't done anything since 95. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It is, man. That's painful to say. Haven't done anything since 95.
Especially the Cowboys, you know.
Totally ridiculous. Great franchise.
All right, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss is right around the corner. But first, B-Finn, the loquacious one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done. They hating. Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling
That's right, trolling and rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and if Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, they're going to head troll that thing.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yesterday night in the NBA, we had a present versus future match.
Yesterday night or last night? What is yesterday night? I never heard of that.
All right, Mr. Journalism Professor.
You know what? That's excellent.
In the New York Times.
That's excellent. Yep. Excellent constructive criticism, Rob.
It is, Chris, right? There's no such thing as yesterday night. Last night. That's all I'm saying, Martin. I still love you.
All right, pal. Last night or yesterday. Your regular yesterday.
Yeah, one
work?
Or the other.
Okay. All right. We had a present versus future matchup. Golly. When Jokic and Wimby matched up. Ooh. The Big Slim, as I like to call, nobody calls it Wimby or whatever you say, Rob.
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
I've never heard that song. Rob says it like it was, you know, Rapper's Delight and everybody heard of it. Or
Alex loves the song. Where is it?
Alex never heard
that song. I'm sure that it's just a TV song, TV theme song from 1923.
Something along those lines. Rob was alive back then. But anyway.
Exactly. Anyway, Victor Wembanyama, he posted 23 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 9 blocks. That's right. A near quadruple double. Chris, trolling and rolling. We'll see Wemby quadruple doubles in the future like we see triple doubles today.
Oh, I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I think he will get one or a few. But today we see a lot of triple-doubles. You know, Luka's got, what, 20-something? I think Luka and Jokic both have, you know, a good number of them. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but they both have several triple-doubles, to put it lightly. Yeah, now, Luka's got 20. And Jokic has 23. So we see triple-doubles a lot, so it's not going to become that commonplace. But I do think Wimby will get a few.
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
Rob, that's right. Who sang that?
That's the association, Chris.
Let's keep it that way.
All right, whatever.
You fall for it every single time.
I don't know why I do that. I know. Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's not going to be happening on a regular basis. I know every once in a blue moon he might get close. It ain't happening. All right.
Trolling, rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Ball got all his kids to the league, even if it was only for a cup of coffee. But
and a sweet roll.
Since, basically. No time for a cigarette. But no, he says, paraphrasing here, that the NBA conditioning has ruined his kids and insinuated that if he was still working with the Ball Boys, they'd be logging more minutes on the court. Chris, trolling or rolling, LeVar would have kept his boys in better health than NBA trainers did.
Trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, I'm not in this school of thought, but there are some that think there was some – maybe mistake, or maybe it was just too much training that he gave them when they were younger that has messed up lines on LaMelo's, you know, bodies, so to speak. I'm not going there because I think, you know, LeVar was doing stuff that a lot of players do coming up today. But, no, he would not train them better. Just like he thought he had a better pair of sneakers for him. And we saw how that worked out. LeVar's just blowing smoke.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
And, Chris, I think that they should sue their dad over the sneakers. I think that's what ruined them.
Are you serious? Of course, I mean, that's a legitimate...
No, you know, I'm just...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
But, you know, there was talk about...
But the sneakers were not... Yeah, like even LaMelo... I mean, who am I? Lonzo, remember tried to wear them? He couldn't wear them. So,
yeah.
No, he's not going to be a better trainer. And it's unfortunate that that's what's happened to his kids. But yeah. A lot of guys, Chris, we talk about all the time, maybe overtraining too much. Yep. That has sidelined a ton of athletes, not just the Ball brothers.
Well, there was a reason when we were younger, there were limits on how much you, certainly how much you could pitch, right? But even just how much you could play. Because people didn't want to overwork you.
on the rolling Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Rob, I don't know how, but Luca must have heard your take from last week. He didn't go so far to say that Caitlin Clark could play in the NBA, but he did describe her game as a, quote, woman Steph Curry. Chris, trolling or rolling, Clark is the female Curry.
Well, I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
Yeah, at the college level, yes. I will see if she can do it at the WNBA level. And I'm not, you know, saying she can't, but this is a different level for her. Yeah, I mean, her game is very reminiscent of Steph's. As you got the logo threes. Even the way she'll set up a shot, like she doesn't need a lot of time. She's got a quick release. You know, her handle, it's not Steph-like, but it's good enough to keep the defense off balance. She will go by you and finish, so you got to give her a little space because she'll go by you. And she also, and Steph, I think, is an underrated passer because, you know, their offense, he's kind of off the ball a lot. But he is a very good passer. Bobby Knight, the legendary Bobby Knight, when Steph was in the draft, said he thought he was going to be one of the greatest passers of all time. And so he has good vision, can make all the passes, and obviously Caitlin Clark does the same thing. So, yeah, I think she is kind of like the female Steph Curry.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
And a lot of it has to do with, obviously, the long logo threes and what people are so attracted to and feeling like she's Steph Curry, just step over the half-court line and let it launch or whatever it is. So, yeah, I think it's more about those threes that people love to see and they think of Steph when they think of the three-point ball. So, yes.
All right, Chris Broussard, a quick bonus trolling or rolling. More trolling or rolling, we'll see more Wimby quadruple doubles in the future or hear that Everyone Knows It's Wimby song whenever Rob mentions it.
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
Rob, who sings that?
Rob Parker sings it. You know what I want to do? Alex, I want to put together an audio of all the songs that I've sang on The Odd Couple. That would be a great thing because we have at least 10 or 12 songs, don't we? Including the Wimby song.
It wouldn't be great. It would be...
The best of.
Creative.
Don't unique. You remember? What was the other one with the Twitter? Great. Remember the Twitter song? We had that
good
one.
Twitter
and I'll block if I want to. Block if I want to. Block if I want to. You would block too if they tried to diss you.
You shouldn't be blocking Twitter, guys, Rob.
Hey, Chris, that'll be the first album ever that Apple Music pays you to listen to.
Well done, Martin. That's the funniest thing I've heard on The Odd Couple in months.
Yeah, all right.
From someone other than me.
Spotify's cutting a check for that one.
My goodness.
Wowzy.
It is The Odd Couple, and Nikola Jokic is a third MVP in his future. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple. Thank you, Martin. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Well, the team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart, Rob. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Rob G, I will have my ballots soon for the NBA regular season awards. I always look forward to voting and take it very seriously. But there was a poll, right? A straw poll. ESPN always does these straw polls for the MVP. And tell us how the latest came out.
That's right. The ESPN MVP straw poll, they do three of these a season. And while it's not an official poll, again, you didn't participate in this one, it mirrors the actual voting. In fact, most of the people who do participate in the straw poll actually do have MVP votes. So it's historically very accurate. And in the most recent and final straw poll of the season, Nikola Jokic is the favorite to win the MVP, which is not surprising.
It's a rout!
It's not surprising, right, Rob? But what is surprising is that Nikola Jokic, in this poll at least, received 85 of 100 first place votes, which would make it the second biggest landslide victory in the history of this specific straw poll. This despite the fact that the guy number two, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from OKC, is only half game back of the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference and is playing with one of the youngest teams in NBA history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I mean, that's the argument for Shai. What was the so it was Jokic 1,
85,
Shai 2.
Shai had 10.
Shai had 10 and Luka was third. Distant third.
Luka, Chris, not even close.
And Nate, you know, that look, he was a little bit of a long shot anyway. He was making a surge.
We talked about it anyway, right?
He was making a surge, but they lost last night. They're right. 2 games behind the Clippers for fourth place in the West. They probably won't get to fourth. He's been great, but it's going to be hard for him to win the MVP from the fifth seed. I think this, Rob, and Jokic, I mean, he's the best player in the world. I think that's almost unanimous at this point, almost. But that's not what the MVP is about. We've said it. Michael Jordan was the best player in the world for more than 5 years, but he only won 5 MVPs. LeBron only won 4. Shaq and Kobe won 2 combined, you know, so it's not best player.
Well, but also remember they split the vote between those two.
They canceled each other out.
Right.
But I do think, Rob, because of last year, how great, not only that Jokic won the championship, but he was phenomenal. Didn't he average a triple double in the finals? I think
he would, Chris. It was a finals run for the ages.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was unbelievable.
And then, so before that, I voted for Embiid, and I feel good about my vote. I thought Embiid had a fantastic year and was actually having an even better year this year. But, you know, Kendrick Perkins made some comments about, you know, race being a factor and all that. And I think there was a feeling because of that comment, because of some people thinking Jokic was better than Embiid last year, some people looking at how great Jokic was in the finals run to the championship, I think all of that led to him. Rob, he entered this season with a head start. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not saying it's a negative.
I think you're spot on. Because there was an anti-him campaign.
Yep.
But let's just be honest, okay? Because he had 1-2, people were saying he hadn't even been to the finals. You know, like he hadn't won. How could you win 3 MVPs in a row? So that talk was out there. Embiid had never won and bellyached the year before, you remember.
Yeah.
So, and the Kendrick Perkins stuff, he just stuffs a stat sheet. You remember all that? You know, he's a stat Padford kind of guy.
Into it.
And all that kind of stuff, Chris. And I think that people, okay, it might have swayed some people, but okay, he didn't win. And then he goes in, all the criticism that he was getting about not winning and all that. Now he does, he win, but he has an unbelievable postseason run, including, like you said, in the finals. Like he was unbelievable. And so going into this season, it was his to lose. People are going to reevaluate what they thought. Because you can't hold it against him anymore the postseason. And then he had a great year. I mean, he's had a great year. And I think that's why he was a runaway winner. But I think you're right. He went in with 2 chips in his favor. Last year, people thinking he got slighted.
Yep.
And number 2, his performance in the postseason, which shouldn't count. But you can't take that away from people saw that and was like, this dude is unbelievable.
Do you agree with what I said earlier, Rob, about, you know, in the past, and I don't know if you were ever a voter for the NBA. Were you ever a voter for NBA?
Not like just awards, you know what I mean, once in a while, but I don't remember ever like having like...
Not regularly, every year.
No.
But it there was a feeling kind of, at least it showed up in the results. You know, of spreading the award around a little bit. Would you agree with that? Like, I mean, again, Jordan could have won it many more years, but he only won 5. And Malone got a couple in there. And
Barkley got one. You look at Barkley's numbers, Jordan's numbers were fantastic that year that Barkley won it.
Yeah, it might change after the Joker wins this one.
Yeah, I think if Joker wins this one, I think next year he's almost probably will enter with maybe a little deficit.
Exactly.
You know, I think
even this
if they
won
the championship.
I agree. I think so, because this one is kind of, he got rejected last year. Yep. Though I want him to win three in a row. He balled out. So they gave him this one, and then next year they'll start to look around if there are other players or have. Now,
I would agree. Let's say Joker wins another championship this year, or doesn't, whatever the case, but wins the MVP, and next year plays out pretty much the same as this year. It might be Shea next year. You know what I mean?
It would have to be some super season, Chris, that we haven't seen before. Like, because he can't just have the same, the same steady numbers that he keeps putting up. And somebody else might win it because of that, because it's the norm. It's not special. And I'm not meaning it's not special.
No, I know.
You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rob, let's face it. Every year you got players that have spectacular years. These are great players. And so a lot of that stuff comes into play. You know what I mean? You could say it shouldn't, but it always has, and it still does to this day. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple.
Alex, great to have you back.
Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Fires what they bring.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.